Ramsey. Dozens of demonstrators angry over the worsening economic conditions in Syria stormed the governor's office in the southern city of Sawida on Sunday and set fire to parts of the building amid a heavy exchange of gunfire, the authorities and witnesses said. Earlier, more than 200 people had gathered chanting slogans calling for the overthrow of Syrian President Bashar Assad amid spiraling prices and economic hardship. A source in the city hospital said one civilian who was being treated had died from gunshot wounds while another was still in hospital after being shot. Protesters in Iran called on Sunday for a three-day strike this week, stepping up pressure on authorities after the public prosecutor said the morality police, whose detention of a young woman triggered months of protests, had been shut down. There was no confirmation on the closure from the Interior Ministry, which oversees the morality police. Hundreds of people have been killed in the unrest, which erupted in September after the death in custody of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman who was detained by the morality police for flouting the hijab rules. A volcano erupted in Indonesia on Sunday, spewing a cloud of ash 15 kilometers into the sky, enforcing the evacuation of nearly 2,000 people, authorities said, as they issued their highest warning for the area in the east of Java Island. There were no immediate reports of any casualties from the eruption of the volcano, and Indonesia's transport ministry said there was no impact on air travel. This is VOA News. Following a recent peace deal to end Ethiopia's two-year civil war with Tigrayan forces, there is a desperate need for aid across much of Tigray, as on both sides, victims of possible war crimes are crying out for justice. Henry Wilkins reports for VOA.
2020's Axum massacre saw Eritrean and Ethiopian troops carry out extrajudicial executions against civilians. Residents estimate hundreds were killed. Hiab Gebret Sadik is a survivor.
Justice should come from free international organizations like the UN, the EU, the African Union.
Like many in Ethiopia, he wants an accounting for the suffering that he said he and his community endured during the country's two-year conflict. Henry Wilkins for VOA News.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's future hangs in the balance as he faces calls from within his party from opposition parties to step down from his position amid a scandal involving the theft of a large sum of cash from his farm in 2020. Ramaphosa was recused from Sunday's meeting, which came days after an independent parliament panel issued a report that suggested he may have broken anti-corruption laws. The president has denied any wrongdoing in the matter. America's top intelligence chief sees an optimistic springtime for Ukrainian forces defending their country. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
U.S. Intel Chief Avril Haines says that Russia's war in Ukraine is running at a reduced tempo, alluding to past allegations that Russian President Vladimir Putin's advisors could be shielding him from the truth about war developments. Haines says it's not clear that Putin has a full picture at this stage of just how challenged they are. As both sides will look to refit and resupply for a possible Ukrainian counteroffensive in the spring, Haines says they have a fair amount of skepticism as to whether or not the Russians will in fact be prepared to do that. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Fewer COVID-19 test sites were seen on Sunday in the Chinese capital, Beijing, after authorities temporarily shut booths and long queues formed outside those that were still open. A 70-year-old Beijing resident said on Sunday, quote, I feel that the control is looser than before and everyone is eager to go out. Everyone feels more relaxed. But others are expressing frustration as, despite the relaxing of curbs, negative tests were still required for entry into a number of venues. More Chinese cities are announcing the easing of coronavirus curbs following extraordinary protests against restrictions last weekend. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And more, VOA 1.